Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What's up, you guys?
What's up with your nigga?
Look at his name. He don't even look at
that. What up, Teddy?
What's up? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, man.
Y'all good? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you got you, Chris.
Yes, sir.
What's good with you, man? You got family in town, Chris?
Man, I'm actually out in San Antonio, man.
Oh, snap. You went back to the crib.
Oh, you can't reach it?
Yeah, man. I was out in Houston. Now I'm out here in San Antonio seeing my brother and my little nephew.
Okay. How long are you going to be there for?
I'll probably be here. I was here for the weekend, so I'll probably leave in the morning, tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Craig travels, bro.
What's up with that hair, Craig? Is that your hat or is that your hair?
Uh-oh. No, this is a beanie.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a beanie, man.
How is your hair right now? Because it looks like your hair is in a ponytail. That's not the case, though, right? You don't got a ponytail, do you?
Hell nah, man.
Like you had a ponytail, nigga.
That's funny as fuck.
There's the real laugh.
Like you and Pat switch positions, nigga.
He was laughing like Spice Adams at first.
Oh, man, that's crazy. That's funny, man. Yeah. I mean, Spice Adams be laughing like me, nigga.
There it is.
He's a football player, man. I'm a comedian, man. I love him, though. Nah, he dope as fuck. What's up, Teddy?
What's up, Craig?
Oh, man, chilling, trying to be like you.
Stop it, bro. You out here. You the man now, nigga. I see you opened up a Twitch account just to make bologna sandwiches.
Hell yeah, man. I gotta pay for this necklace with a St. Bernard tooth, man. I'm making payments on it. Expensive custom jewelry, man.
Let's talk about Pat's glow up, though. This nigga, this bad bitch.
Yeah, this shit on point. Yeah.
It's hot. So it's hot.
And you did that on purpose. You did it like that to kind of clown the niggas who buy that, who's gonna be buying that wig, right? Did you do yours like that on purpose?
No.
Nah. Because it looks like that wig. You know what I'm talking about? The wig that everybody's on right now.
Yeah, Kev finna get one.
The one that Kev bought.
Nah, there was only two openings where like. People who twist hair, it opened up because of COVID, and I missed the first one, and I was like, I can't keep doing this.
I blame it on that. Your hair looked like that well before COVID happened.
Shut up. What's your excuse?
Hey, that shit is spicy. What you pay for that? About $200-$300 every time you get that done?
Nah, like $80.
God damn, that's still pricey.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's about what you're going to buy a cancer patient, nigga.
I tip, though.
That nigga Pat out here looking like that dollar sign.
I haven't gotten it done in a long ass time though.
Pat, you like when your hair is like this, you have a really big forehead.
I've always had a big ass forehead.
I know, but I feel like you were using the new growth as bangs. Like you was letting it grow out and then just like pushing it down so that we can tell you had a big forehead.
Yeah, he did this number and it worked.
What do you do? Who was that? Oh, what's up, Sosa? I don't have a manager swoop. I just have it cascade down on the one side.
Cascade?
Yeah, I have a cascade. Mm. Feel me?
All right. I mean, yeah. I think so.
You done, Meg?
Go like this. Let me see. I just want to see your scalp. Like I never get to see.
Ever since you had your baby, you wear your hair like a secretary. You wear your hair like.
Oh, my secretary be wearing my hair like this. That's cute. Shut up. Let me see your scalp for real, though. I want to see the design. Oh, it's not the design. Oh, I thought you had it like designed too. Okay.
No, it's just part of it. But I'm just excited because, you know, I reintroduced myself to my scalp.
Okay, Pat. Wow. The last time you did this, the next couple of days after, your hair was back looking hella terrible.
Hot. It's already frizzing up. It's hot as hell.
No, I'm saying you would like undo it because I don't know why, but you would undo it for some reason. So you're not going to do that this time.
Nah, he liked the energy he got from that picture he posted. He was posting that video and glowing up like he got a brand new bag. I was like, this nigga like dipping already.
Yeah, Pat.
It had that same effect when Lil Mama took her makeup off and everybody was like, oh, she kind of cute.
She looked like Lil Bow Wow.
You said, who looked like Lil Bow Wow?
Lil Mama looked like Lil Bow Wow in the sky. That's wait, Craig, you kind of look like you have a ponytail. Turn to the side.
Damn.
That's what I thought that was. I thought that the little ball at the top was a ponytail.
Man, nah, man.
This nigga's wearing an abortion beanie.
I said an abortion beanie.
What?
Craig, where are you? It's like 9.
I'm in the house. I got the air conditioning on, man, in my crib, man. The air conditioning.
You cold right now?
I sleep cold and hot, man. So I be cold and hot in the house.
That explains the beanie and a jersey.
Yeah,
man. The Derek jersey. Yeah.
What it does explain is why.
Oh, that's hard. I fucks with that.
Why you got 12 feet of duct tape around that microphone?
Hey, let me see. Fuck you, man. They're killing me right now.
Decorate it at least. Put some rhinestone on it or something.
Inspect the gadget microphone. That nigga's holding it on. Let it go, Craig. You got that bread. Get a new one.
If you don't take that mink wig off your head to here, that shit looks so velvety and black on your head.
That's and Greg, it looks like you got a microphone taped to a shotgun.
That's funny to the moment. Fuck that, man. That's crazy.
You got that microphone duct tape.
I do, man.
Yeah.
What you got records? You sitting in between records? What you got back there, Miles Davis?
I got a little bit of everything, man.
Tahir always making little subliminal statements about how fresh he is. He don't say it, but it just be shit around him. Like, I'm a fresh.
Those are all recipe vinyls.
And they got a.
That's mac and cheese volume 1 through 6.
That whole section is Egg Foo Young right there.
The nigga's still jealous. I got it.
I love that about Tahir, man. You got to pay attention because some niggas is fly and they don't say it. Like, Tahir got like a cabinet full of 24-karat coffee cups, nigga. He got just random flyness everywhere, man. You probably sitting on the bitch's lap right now doing this shit, Tahir, ain't you?
Three of them.
No?
Really,
hey, don't let this nigga fool you, Craig. This nigga Tahir house sitting for Felicia Rashad right
now. He been trying on all her ballerina shoes too.
Nigga in the closet trying on everything.
For a while, man. I love Tahir, man. That's a fresh motherfucker, man. I'm telling you. I don't understand how fresh Tahir is, man. It's on another level, man.
I appreciate it, Craig. Teddy, fuck you.
That was a compliment.
Lisa Rashad.
The taste of a 72-year-old black woman. That's the highest compliment I could ever give.
She the baddest black woman to ever be on TV.
Oh. Nigga, and she's still down. Fine to this
hands
day.
Down.
Yeah, she hands is. Down. She what's is. Up? She is. Her and Maya Campbell, but Maya Campbell, you know, I want to speak on that. Hope
word. That's don't do her like
that.
Left.
Don't do her like that.
Maya Campbell was beautiful in it, man. Before you know, she was a monster, bro. Y'all don't think she was gorgeous back in the day?
She's still gorgeous. She's just going through some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
That ain't stopped moving his head since he got his hair done. That nigga every nigga's doing this every 2 minutes. Be still, La Mama. We see you.
You really look like Jesus now.
Who, me?
Yeah, you ain't been still since you got on camera, Pat. You
keep I'm still as hell. What are you talking about?
Right now, Pat, every couple minutes you do this.
Yeah, he chose a corner.
Hilarious. That nigga got to pick a pose.
Take your shades off. Why are you wearing shades indoors? You cop?
That's your rebuttal? You cop?
That nigga was going to work.
Six?
That nigga is the fashion police. He's the
fashion police. Hey, them is police ass glasses here.
That nigga just wrote a nigga a ticket for wearing JNCO jeans, the fashion police.
He deserved it. That nigga deserved to do it.
Wow.
How about that? Is that better?
Hey, man.
Now you look like a guest pastor.
But nigga, shut up and don't
watch using the shades off to find your reading glasses.
Nigga, you in everybody's grandma's bedroom right now. I can tell with that dresser behind you, nigga. You in somebody's grandma's room right now.
Yeah, because the dresser was here before I got here, and I was like, I'm not finna move it, nigga. Right. I'm finna utilize it. Yeah, yeah. This was somebody's grandma room. You're right.
You're right. Even through your video, I smell white diamonds in the air, nigga. I know that.
To hear built like the thumb of the greatest thumb wrestler of all time.
I don't even know what that means.
For real.
The greatest thumb wrestler.
He basically said, I'm built like Kev.
Ain't nobody built like Kev but Kev, man. Not fuck that. Kev built like Kev.
Kev built like Kev.
Are we live? Are we on air?
No, we're not live. We just record We record this one.
Oh, there's some gas happening right now.
Oh,
bro.
I thought we was about to go live, bro. I'm smoking and shit.
Teddy, don't act like this the first time you've been
Teddy,
on.
Teddy, only smoke on camera.
So we're not going live on this episode?
No, we're just recording. I'm recording, though.
So what is this lighting? Chris, what is this lighting that you have? Because
it's just the ring light, only you know, $25 invested.
That's what I was saying.
Really good OnlyFans. Yeah. Only yeah. Him and Joe got the same OnlyFans page.
$25, man. Just invest in one, man. You know what I mean?
It looks like I don't look nothing like that. I
mean,
as soon as you go start investing in hormones,
Chris also do all Mr. Guy jokes, all his stunts.
That nigga got a he got a nose light. It's only lighting up his nose, man. What the fuck kind of light?
Man,
this looks like a 90s B2K video right now.
Yeah.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
That nigga look like smash that like button.
Oh wow! Did you just drink out of?
I'm just here to make the crew look good. You know what I mean? That's all it is. I'm just bringing.
You're here to give away some iPhones.
I swear they doing us a service.
Like, the Roman,
Teddy, I'm doing you a great service.
Listen, this is a good place to get it started, man. We're gonna get right into this first topic right after this.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's to hear more, I want to let you know that this episode of Squadcast is sponsored in part by Blue Chew. Now, let's talk about something that we could all use a little more of. I know what you're thinking it is, and you're right, sex. But not just good sex, we're talking great sex. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've just been sitting around the house. I ain't really feel like doing much of anything until I pop a Blue Chew. And then I'm ready to get the party started. Not even go hold you. Let's get it going. And that's because Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take them anytime, day and night, even on a full stomach. And because they're chewable, they start working up to twice as fast, so you can be ready whenever the situation arises. I know I am. Listen, Blue Chew is made in the USA and is prescribed online by licensed physicians. Do you know what that means? It means a couple things. Number one, no more awkward trips to the doctor's office. You're welcome, okay? And because it's made in the USA and it ships directly to you, it's cheaper than going to the pharmacy. So no more awkward lines at the pharmacy either. This is a win-win, guys. It ships directly to you in a discreet box. Nobody even knows what's going on. This is strictly on the hush-hush. All right, and we got a special deal for all our listeners right now. All you have to do is check out BlueChew.com. That's right. Head over to BlueChew.com. Blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com. Use our promo code SQUAD, and you will get your first order completely for free. That's right. It is free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. Come on. I know you want in on this. Get in on this. Head over to BlueChew.com right now. Enter our promo code SQUAD, that's SQUADD, and get your first order completely for free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. You're welcome. Listen, BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, all right? So we thank them so much for supporting our podcast. And remember, when you support our sponsors, that supports and makes our podcast possible. So again, big shouts out to Blue Chew. Make sure you head over to BlueChew.com right now. Use our promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, and get your free order today. Just pay $5 for shipping. Peace.
First topic of the day, what's worse, your best friend dating your ex or your parent dating a rapper?
Best friend on the ex?
Best friend on the ex, yeah.
Yeah.
Which why?
That's just cold, bro. You don't do that. You know what I mean?
What if your mom was dating, like, what's his name? Young boy, NBA.
Oh, I'd be devastated.
Hey, I'd be hurt. Why'd you say that nigga? Out of all of
us. Because he a rapper.
My mama won't Curtis Blow, Wonder Mike.
Right.
Nah, your mama
DMC. She wants somebody in her.
Your mama want a young Thundercat, and he gonna be mad, disrespectful to her and you. He gonna come in your house. He younger than you, calling you a little nigga, telling you to get out because he don't buy army furniture.
I mean, I would at least know that he would, you know, my mom would be protected. Like, this dude's not afraid of Mayweather. Like, this dude talks shit about Mayweather, saying, like, fuck you.
He talks shit about Mayweather over a phone, Chris. He didn't want to see Mayweather's face.
NBA, right. NBA.
Anybody can say some shit over the phone. I'll say over Zoom, I'll beat the shit out of Mike Tyson. If that nigga sees this, I'm like, that was
like, that my was boy.
NBA young boy looked like Saudi Pippen. For me, it would have to be not the rapper, but what was the other choice? My bad.
Your ex dating your best friend. I mean, your best friend dating your ex.
Okay, yeah. It would have to be my best friend dating my ex.
Because then I ain't got no more best friend. Like,
yeah, you only got one best
friend.
Can't
make that move. Yeah.
Right.
You know? Yeah, that's crazy, man.
You would rather call NBA Youngboy your dad than your best friend dating your ex?
Y'all are saying,
hey, I didn't call my dad.
I'm saying the rapper thing's better.
I would be more disappointed.
Go ahead.
Listen,
I would be more disappointed if my mom was dating a whack rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody who had no bars, no skills. That would devastate me more than just it being a rapper.
Your mama rolling up Lil Pump's blunts. How you feel?
Man, I'm gonna kill everybody in the room. What the fuck is going on in here, mama?
That nigga come in the house with two racks of hundreds like this. You gonna be like, oh, yo.
Hey, that's crazy. Cause my mom is 70, so what if it look? Who will make a nigga holler at my mom, man?
Hey, ain't got nothing but a number, man.
Hey,
right.
You come in the house and he's sitting on her walker. He got his feet kicked up on the walker. She's stuck in the couch.
She got all slots.
It's mad disrespectful.
Hey, where would they meet at though? I'm trying to figure out, like, what type of shit do they do similar for them?
Everybody like Denny.
Right. What if your best friend was dating your ex-girl and he hooked your mom up with NBA Young?
That
would be
everybody got a guy.
Everybody, man.
The villain.
And I'm killing
it. Shot up a whole house in my head.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wait, what if it's an ex that you don't like? Like, it wasn't the ex that you was in love with. It was just an ex.
I'm still in love with every woman I ever been with. And love don't go nowhere. Love, no. I'm here to tell you, don't go nowhere.
Once you was with me, you was always with me. Yeah. Like, fucking great, nigga.
And people be lying when they be like, I fall out of love. You ever seen somebody you ain't seen in freaking 15 years? And like, damn, I still got feelings for this month. You know.
You just love everybody. You be in love with them all.
Once I tell you I love you, it's forever. It ain't never going to stop. I wish I could stop it, but
it's unconditional.
I've been trying to stop it for a long time. I've been writing letters to myself, and all, but it don't work.
Craig is the most romantic Casanova.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know,
look like a psychic that still love all your exes.
So you know, he uses like wax, like he writes letters and wax stamps it and sends it out to his
I just had a seance to tell a dead bitch I was fucking with. I still love her like 2-3 days ago.
Craig, why I feel like you hiding out in the bitch house right now, waiting for her to get off work?
Right? Hold on,
you don't know yet.
Nah, her son. Well, I'm actually babysitting her son while she at work, so she'll be back, and I go to my own crib.
That's probably why you got all those exes, Craig, because you still was in love with the previous one, and these girls is not having it.
You really be falling out of love with people, or you just don't love them as much as you used to?
No, well, here's the thing.
You
still
love somebody, you just can't like them anymore.
You can have love for somebody you love and not be in love with them anymore, though.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I don't want nobody I used to talk to die. But I also am not going to intervene. If that's what God so fit for their life, then who am I?
Wow. So you'll let your ex get hit by a train?
What am I going to do? Push out of the way and take the hit? No. That ain't God's plan.
No, just push her and you get out the way too, bro. If you have the chance.
How fast do you think I am, Chris?
Right, he got a whole body shaped like a barrel. He's not moving nowhere.
Honestly, bro, I feel like you can eat that train, bro, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like you can eat that up.
That big bison back you got.
If that was about to happen, the standbys wouldn't look at Tahir like, are you going to do something? Like, he's not the hero on the scene. No one's looking at Tahir like, well, go. Like,
Tahir can like drop kick the bench in the back. She can give a running drop kick.
You think he could kick his leg up that high?
Meg just killed you off, man. That was funny. You hear what she said?
What Meg say?
He said
you think that Tahir could kick his leg that high? No. He's not kicking nobody.
By the time Tahir jumped, the train passed already.
He's not wrong. Both of them make very good points. And there's a little thing called physics. If I push her out the way to, and I'm in her spot, now I get hit by the train. No, that ain't what.
That's why you drop kick her.
You gotta dive. You gotta drop
kick her and push the force. Like y'all force, bow, drop kick.
Right.
And to hear you are shaped like a barrel, just roll. Roll.
Rolling out.
Just shut put up, her in a sleeper.
Oh, that'll be hard too, like Donkey Kong.
Just put her in the sleeper and lay her across the tracks.
How did this get on me? No, this ain't. No.
I don't even know how we got
you
here.
Built like the short Pringles can. And
the short one?
The short one.
That nigga Chris wouldn't be able to do it because he'd be too busy putting on chapstick before he tried to do anything.
I'm on my way.
I think if you do it all today, be like, hold on.
Yeah, I'm stretching.
That's funny.
Oh, shit.
How did we get here? Oh, yeah. Rappers.
Yeah. It's a long way from rappers. Women dying on train tracks.
I don't know. I can't see no rapper.
But it seems
what if it was like your favorite rapper? Not a weak rapper. Your favorite rapper.
That makes
Jay-Z piping your mama.
Doesn't that make it better?
What I'm saying is, it seems like y'all are actually towards that y'all will be okay with your ex dating, your best friend.
Hey, I don't.
Well, here's the thing. If she's an ex, I ain't really tripping off of that. Like I said, I don't want nothing bad to happen, but I ain't really caring about her day-to-days. And if he was my best friend and he did something like that, then he's no longer my best friend either. So I killed two birds with one stone. Now I got two birthdays. I don't never have to worry about.
But what if y'all talk about it though?
Talk about
what if he tells you like, hey, I've been feeling your ex. So I wanted to come to you, Playboy. Ask you like, are you good with it?
That happened to me. I was fine with it.
Really?
You don't like no girls for real. You ain't in love with nobody.
Well, neither of us. It wasn't like a love thing with me and her, and it wasn't a love thing with them two. It was just like
everybody just fucking. That's different. That's different.
No, but I was. It was my ex.
The streets, that's a whole different thing. They
so you never loved your ex.
That has nothing to do with this. That's not the question. It said best friend with your ex, and that has happened.
No, it is the question because now we got deeper problems. You don't love people.
No, I didn't love her. I don't know how I would feel if I loved her, but still, it's like, it's, as far as the question goes, that's happened. That's fine.
We gotta heighten the stakes, though. We gotta heighten the stakes. Like, this was the love of your life. That you guys were engaged. Y'all were about to get married. Then it broke off. Whatever.
I don't even think it gotta be heightened like that to the marriage point. I think once a dude says he loves her and it's not in the middle of sex and he's established that he really cares about her, then it's different.
Right. The thing is, when an ex means you thought you could do better than me. You know what I'm saying? And then the best friends. Dating your ex means I think I'm better than you for her.
Hey, this is a jealous ass nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, well, isn't breaking up meaning I think I can do better than you?
No, it doesn't necessarily mean I think I can do better. Breaking up means that we might not be the best for each other.
And you toxic as hell if you think that.
It's over. Oh, so you think you could do better than me?
You think you could? Yeah.
No, I said it's over. So you found somebody better.
Okay, so
your life's going in the right direction, huh?
Right. So you've left somebody who was just incredible. Like, this motherfucker has everything, and you just left him.
Hell yeah, my last ex, she's cool. I just bounced up.
So you're like, this bitch is incredible, but I got to go. That's what happened.
Yeah. Hey, it'd be like that.
He ain't saying everything, Chris. It's some other shit. Listen, missing out, man.
It could be a really good person, just not good for you.
I got hit with one of these.
Okay,
right. It could be a really good person, just not good for you.
Or
you don't want to fuck their life over because you know you going in one direction and you like, man, she good people. So I'm going to go ahead and put that fish back in the water, man. Let somebody else treat her right.
And then your best friend pick her up. That's foul. That is foul.
That is foul.
But it's also the fact of your mama dating a rapper, like literally dancing on the tables at Noble while this nigga throw 20s at her.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all are trying to.
I don't know, because my mama got a history of fucking with toxic niggas. I would feel some type of way.
Really?
Really, it's just either you're sharing his album or you're not.
Meg,
I just won't promote his music.
Yeah.
Wait, what if it is your favorite rapper and you're like, oh my gosh, like Jay-Z is my new stepdaddy?
I would never say that.
Yeah. If J. Cole, my stepdad, like, yo, pull up. Let's go play catch.
That's what I'm saying. J. Cole,
you going back that way? You guys are trying so hard to make this ex-girlfriend, boyfriend thing with your best friend work. It's your mom. This is your mother that is being piped by a rapper. No.
Your mama being packed, piped down.
What's wrong with that?
No.
You saw what it did for Quincy.
But it's worse when your mom.
For Quincy, he ain't called Al B. Short Daddy since he was five.
Yeah, that's
true.
Huh?
Oh, Quincy.
Diddy stepped up, became that nigga daddy, and now
we grown now. We grown. Quincy was 5 years old. We talk about grown ass Teddy right now. Your mama fucking with Project Pat. He taking
Why
her.
Why gotta be Project Pat?
They smoking her out in the back of the Camino. Not even inside, literally in the bed.
I was jumping in the project.
He said it. And it don't have no rhino lining. It's just raw El Camino.
Literally, in the back of an El Camino, smoking your mama out. While these niggas they showing off they Grammy.
And rappers know, they tell you what they do in their songs. No way.
Had your mama in the Elko.
Okay, no.
Get
no
through with the elbow.
Nope. Nope.
Now, have you ever knocked down a mom?
Of course.
Who hasn't?
You do music, Pat. How do you think kids feel about their mom, you piping down their mom?
And they know when you come over after 9:30, what you dare to do with their mama.
I mean, they're usually younger.
After Cloud's here.
Hey, bro. Younger.
It's not like an 18-year-old gets home like, what up, Cloud? Like,
Pat be piping down all his fans' parents, too. Like, they you walk in, they be like,
I was just about to say that.
They thought they done won something, then Pat goes straight into their mama bedroom. Just
I don't see why y'all don't.
And Pat a rapper, too. This all makes sense. That's why he's trying to go for the whole X thing.
That's never happened.
Yeah, that does make sense to
Pat,
hear.
You ain't never had the kids in one room and you getting head in the living room quietly?
I have.
See?
We all have.
And you keep watching over. You on the couch just keep watching over, waiting
you
for the,
gotta
that
make
door
sure
to
that
open.
Door don't crack.
What does that have to do with anything, though? What does that have to do with anything?
You were the rapper piping down somebody's mama.
How did we get here? That has nothing to do. I'm talking about
to put,
you. ourselves. I'm talking about you at this age, walking into your mother's room and seeing Future.
That's true. I'll beat this.
You know he's gonna be disrespectful too. He gonna come out singing, "I just fuck your bitch in some Gucci flip flops," and you know that bitch is your mama. That the bitches he's referring to.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna have to fight.
Yeah,
with my mom, I'll just break it down to her. You know what I mean? Let her know everything about Future. You know what I mean?
How? But what if she wants? What if she's like Lori Harvey and she don't care and she want to have Future's 10th child? And that be your sibling.
Your mom, he just dropped a Lambo truck and an Audemars off to your mama house. You think you go, whatever you got to say gonna hold any type of weight against what this nigga got?
No.
The nigga land the pipe always got the last word. So
you might as well just beat you a bus down. Because your mama finna be bus down.
Come out the room, look at you and be like, sensational.
No, but think about it. If Future is giving your mom all this stuff, you don't think she gonna let you drive her nice car or wear that watch?
No, my mama trifling. She ain't gonna let me drive that Lambo truck.
Only man allowed to have sex with my mom is God. That's the only person that I'm gonna. Everybody else, I'm catching a body, man.
He's completely unreasonable.
Hey, I'm unreasonable with my mama, man. God, I mean, he gave Mary, baby, he can get my mom one. So if he want her, he can have her. But everybody else, nah, man. Can't do it, man.
So you don't let your mama have moments where she feel good?
Hell no, she can only be a mama if she's not fixing jelly sandwiches and cheese toast and you know, doing what mamas do. She can't do nothing else. I don't want to say.
Your mom is definitely smashing out a rapper then, because you over here thinking your mama had you with immaculate conception.
I'm an abusive son, so what can I say?
No, and Craig, it would have to be like Cooper a rapper. She's only making mac and cheese and peanut butter and jelly, bro.
No, really.
Get your ass back in the kitchen, mom.
It's got to be a rapper that's KRS-One's age and up.
That's what I was about to say. It's probably Kumo D or something.
Yeah, it's got to be cool. Yeah, I used to go downtown. It's got to be one of the niggas that rap like that. He got to laugh after every verse. Then I'll consider it, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's gonna be Lil Yachty smashing your mom.
Oh my god.
He's gonna bring you hella Nautica shirts because he's like, yeah, I still got a plug at Nautica. He's gonna give you all Nautica shirts and jackets. Like,
yeah. Hey, what if it was a rapper that fell off, like PD Pablo, just piping your mama down?
What if it was
and he in the room like, no,
she says, what you know about Ski-Lo? Did you say Ski-Lo?
Yes. What if it was Ski-Lo? You know,
I wish I was a little bit. Well, he's humble, so I can fuck with Ski-Lo. He's humble. You know what I mean? I wish I was a little bit taller. Wish I was a baller. Wish I had a girl who. That's
so
humility.
Only humble rappers.
Nigga, he gonna come to the house blasting that and still got that hatchback.
The 91 Rabbit hatchback. Yeah. Bro, that's crazy. That's retarded, man. Yeah, that would be hard.
That nigga gonna have your mom at late night concerts at Western, nigga, at 2 in the morning.
What if Marilyn Manson was hitting your mom?
Oh, hell no.
At that point, you gotta stop talking to your mom.
He's hitting my mom and himself.
You just stop talking to your mom if that's the case.
Yeah, he in there. Man, that's worse than a rapper, you don't think?
I don't know, because, you know, we weird like that. We would almost rather, like, talking to somebody white is almost like talking to somebody older in our eyes. But talking to a new young rapper, you'd be like, what the fuck are you out here doing? My mama named Emma. It ain't no young nigga that need to be fucking with an Emma Jean, bro.
Emma. You know what I mean, Emma?
My mama name is Emma Jean, my nigga. Like, don't no young nigga want an Emma Jean. They can't handle an Emma Jean.
I don't even think they make Emma Jeans anymore.
They don't. They retired Emma. Emma was retired in the summer of 87. I don't know one young Emma.
Hey, what happened to double names, though?
Hey, you know a nigga gonna make a rhyme about Emma to hear.
You say what?
You know a nigga gonna make Emma rhyme with something.
Oh yeah, I'm ready for it. I know the comments. They do what they do. I expect that.
Oh, they got an old chick named Anna. I let her go, Anna. Ooh,
winner.
Yeah, pick a nigga, I'm a winner.
Yeah,
I think that part is worse.
Shorty is a tender.
No, that would be worse if your mom was dating a rapper and then like he made a song about her and was like talking about her.
The song going platinum. If the song went viral and there was a dance for it too, God, I would say Emma.
Well, at least they got their own bar. Imagine if your mom, imagine if your mom was in that list that DMX dropped. Remember? It's just like mom.
No, it would be terrible because my mom is Korean and her name is Sungum. So in between Keisha and Alicia and Sungum, I'd be like, what? Sungum.
Sungum style.
They gonna make a rap about Sungum.
Yeah, my uncle's name is E Honda. No. My mama's name is Sungung. Is she from right, North so Korea or South Korea?
What we going with? What's worse? Best friend dating your ex or a rapper dating your mom? Or a rapper dating your parent?
I'm going to say best friend dating your ex because no matter what your mom does, your mom is still your mom. Like, you never gonna leave your mama, right? It's your mom.
Your
but
mom,
your best friend.
Your future fucking with her. That much I can tell you for sure.
No, that's still your mom, but now your mom got a verse.
You stop calling her mama, you got to start calling her by her first name and she start fucking with Future.
Nah, I think it's worse if you're... I think the benefits are better if your mom...
It depends on the rapper, too. If it was Kendrick, I'd be like, hey, Kendrick, what's up?
I think it's worse if your best friend dates your ex, because then your best friend can't really... You can't really talk about your... You and your best friend can't really talk about your ex. Like, that's a part y'all got to keep out of it. Y'all can't really... You know what I'm saying? Because you're supposed to talk about everything with your best friend, but now there's a piece of y'all's friendship y'all can't talk about.
Facts.
I would rather, I think it's worse for that.
You're supposed to talk about everything with your ex? I didn't know that.
No, I'm saying with your best friend. That's like your homie. Friend. That's like your, you know.
Your best friend, you share things you don't even share with your mom.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. I would rather, I think it's worse if your best friend goes with your ex.
Same. I feel the same. I'm going to be hot. My best friend smashed my ex. I don't care, nigga. Like, we got to fade. First, we got to fight, and then we going to cancel our friendship like an HBO Max subscription.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right, what about you, Chris?
No, same here, bro. The best friend is dating my ex, bro. Fuck that. You know what I mean? It ain't worth it. My mom, bro, she's going to do whatever she want to do, man. It's like, if she's dating Future, she just going to do what she wants to do. So it's like, hey, it is what it is, bro.
Okay.
Give me a feature. Or an interlude.
Huh?
Craig, which one's worse?
Man, for me, I think it would have to be the mom thing. If my mom was dating Too Short, I'm calling my mom and Too Short calling her bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that changes everything for me, man. I love my mama more than anything on this planet until I, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you know, it's got to be the mom dating the rapper.
Okay. What about you, Pat?
Damn.
I agree. Mom's over everything. I think the best friend thing, you can get over that, unless you're like in love with the girl, but not that big of a deal. If your mom's dating Uncle Luke, that's a whole problem.
I think
well,
I
would, what if your mom fucking Talib Kweli?
I don't like Talib Kweli. She was
but
like
you get knowledge.
That nigga stupid.
My mom's still with my dad, so either way, it's weird.
Yeah, so he's getting knowledge too from your mama, bro.
We talk about hypothetical.
I'm still.
Your mom cute, Pat. She could pull anybody.
I know. That's why I don't want no Uncle Luke around her. You know that.
What if it's Young Thug? You like him?
There's a photo circulating around the internet. It's like Uncle Luke and his homies back in the day. It was like Freaknik, and they're all like opening this girl's butthole. And the caption was like, "This is somebody's mom."
Right.
Don't let that be you guys.
Definitely. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I might go with the best friend thing, only because like my mom is grown and it's nothing I can do. If my mom want to do it, she's just gonna take that pipe. Like it's nothing I can do about it. So
why do you talk like that when this is the contract?
She gonna tell you to cut the hell up.
She gonna take the pipe. She gonna tell
you. You get niggas turned on by your mama, bro. My mama
short from the Midwest. She got thighs and hips. My mama just gonna be throwing that thing back on that young pipe, and ain't nothing I can do about that.
Wow. So you really?
Yeah, my mama got ass. Is what he just said.
Why are you advertising?
My mama got ass. Is what Tia just said.
You see how I'm
look, y'all see how I'm saying about how Pat ain't stopped moving the whole time? Pat was just in the pantry. He was just sitting on the couch. Now he's sitting on top of the couch. This nigga don't know how to act with this new hair, man.
You're not 80, you know that.
I'm a child. I'm sorry.
To hear me in the barbershop showing niggas pictures of his mama's ass. Niggas, my mama ass.
I didn't pay for a haircut none while I was at that barbershop too, nigga.
Yeah, they call her Emma.
That nigga Pat stupid.
It's my mama
said
right
to show you these.
This is Donna right here.
I want a number 9 on the poster, and my mama said to show you this.
Yeah, my mom told me.
Back at the house.
Hey, that's gonna be 25. My mom said to show you this.
My mom said to show you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She said,
You gotta pat your pockets first. When the barber asks for the money, oh shit. Mom told me to show you.
Actually,
it looks like
my mom's going to tell you 96.
Dating the ex would be worse in this scenario. So we're going to get right into the second topic right after this.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tahir Moore, and I want to let you know that this episode of Squadcast is sponsored in part by Hawthorne. Now, I know some of you guys have heard me talk about Hawthorne and why I love it, but I'm going to remind you and tell all the first-time listener what's going on. Listen, I love to smell good, okay? Something I strive to do every day. I use cologne in the shower. That's how committed I am to smelling good, okay? I know it's excessive. I know I don't have to go that extra mile, but I do it, okay? Smelling good is important. Smelling really good is what Hawthorne helps you do. And they do it in a way that I have never seen done before. Super, super, super smooth, super simple, super genius. Hawthorne gives you a 2-minute quiz. That's it. So this is a 2-minute quiz to find out who you are as a person. Get you a personal smell, a personal scent, something made just for you. And it's not just cologne. They have body wash. They have lotions. They have deodorant. They have shampoo. They have conditioner. You have an array of products to choose from to help you keep smelling great. And ladies, you can take advantage of this for the guys too. This is where a little goes a long way. You can get him a credit for Hawthorne and he can take the quiz on his own. They can send him the scents. Here's the thing, with us being locked down right now, it's not a whole lot we can look forward to. However, getting something in the mail, something that you really want, something that makes you smell good, enhances who you are, makes you feel good on a day-to-day basis, oh, there's nothing like it. And that's what great cologne is to me. So if you want to take advantage right now and smell your absolute best, I encourage you to head on over to Hawthorne.co. That's H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E. Hawthorne with the E dot Co, C-O. Use our promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, and get 10% off your purchase. That's right, 10% off your purchase. So again, head on over to Hawthorne.co, use our promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, and start smelling great because you're getting 10% off of your first purchase, and that's on your boy. Holla at me.
Coming right back, second topic we have. What is the worst side? Coleslaw or blue box mac and cheese?
Coleslaw, man.
Yeah.
That's the worst side in the history of sides, man.
Coleslaw is raw cabbage and mayonnaise.
Watery mayonnaise.
Look, I like coleslaw, but compared to mac and cheese, coleslaw is the worst, for sure.
Really?
That blue box got me through college, okay? That once they start making the microwavable kind, that's all I ate every day. The blue box.
Blue box ain't bad.
It's not. Right.
Yeah, no, you can doctor it up.
You could doctor it up.
You coleslaw. Put sausages in it? Man, that thing.
This is the thing. Are y'all saying that y'all never had good coleslaw? Like,
never, man.
No, I'm saying I like coleslaw. I'm just saying it versus mac and cheese. I'm going to go coleslaw is the worst.
That's plus, like, everybody know coleslaw got coals in it. That's nasty. I mean, coleslaw is trash, man.
I've definitely had way... I've had bad coleslaw way more than I've had good coleslaw, but the good coleslaw I had was fire.
What was the difference?
It was, I don't know, it was like sweeter, the cabbage was softer, I don't know.
Where was you at?
Churches or KFC?
Usually I was at like a barbecue or something. Somebody made it. It
also was homemade.
Yeah.
You know how they make coleslaw?
How?
Somebody eats a salad and then they throw it back up and they put mayonnaise on it. That's how they make coleslaw.
that's what it looked like. You know what I tried?
Bites into a head of a cabbage, like split it right.
And I purposely tried coleslaw like every 3 or 4 years, hoping that I like it and nothing.
You just never, yeah. And people do things like try to put raisins and walnuts, and it just never really works.
I'm low key though. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I've had some white coleslaw with like the pecans in it and some cranberries, and I was like just disgusted at even the sight and the idea of it. Tried it, was like, wasn't half bad.
Right.
Wasn't half bad. I'm not gonna lie to you. I would never
do it. But you that type of nigga though.
What? Open-minded nigga?
Nah, you a coleslaw ass nigga.
What is it, coleslaw or cold slaw?
Cold. Okay, old slaw. That shit is old. It's for old people. Right. Okay. All right, for sure. Have you ever seen an old person eat coleslaw, like eat it and shovel it in their mouth? They don't eat it, they drink that shit. Hey, low key,
there's been some good coleslaw on like a chicken sandwich. Have you guys ever had it on a sandwich?
I've had a good, yeah, you're right.
That's the only.
But that's the meat making it better. It ain't the coleslaw.
Exactly.
But it's still a good garnish. On like a fried chicken.
Okay, but would you rather have coleslaw on a burger or the macaroni cheese? I'm gonna pick that macaroni cheese.
I don't know, because usually if you're having it on a sandwich, it's a fire ass chicken sandwich or it's a fire ass barbecue sandwich. And I'd rather have that on the chicken or the barbecue sandwich rather than like blue box macaroni and cheese. Blue box mac and cheese is hella watery too.
Mac and cheese on burgers don't really hit the same.
But that's why you gotta put real cheese in it to hear.
But we said, you put real cheese in the blue box?
Yes.
Yeah, they just take the noodles and then they put real cheese in
it. You got to make it like real. You got to make it as close to regular.
Break it down, Teddy. Break it down, Teddy.
You can't. Listen, if your cheese is a powder, my nigga, it's nothing you can do to fix it.
I threw the powder in there, right?
Right.
Now, I grated up some cheese that had got kind of hard, but it ain't molded yet from the back of the fridge.
Okay.
So I shredded that up, I grated that, and put that in there. Mm-hmm. Now we got that cheesy consistency where it's pulling, it's spreading.
Right.
Now
right.
if I really want to top it off with some bacon, you know?
Right. Now you want me to believe, one, that you actually took the time to grate some cheese, which is bullshit. Then you want me to believe that you actually let that bacon sit and then broke it up into bits before actually eating it, which I also call bullshit.
Okay? I've done this before.
Let me tell you something, bro. Honestly, I believe Teddy, bro. I believe Teddy fucks up a custom mac and cheese bowl.
I believe it might get like that in his stomach, but I think he ate them individually. I think he ate that bacon by itself. I don't see that nigga taking the time to grate up no old cheese.
Don't do that to him.
I just don't see him do it.
Nah,
I just took the time yesterday to boil an egg for a cup of noodles, my nigga.
Wow, that is like some real ramen,
my nigga. Like,
that's attention to detail right there, man.
See, I would never boil an egg for the ramen. I just put it in the water right after the noodles done. The heat will cook it right
there. Crack that egg in there.
Yeah, just crack that egg in there. You ain't got to boil an egg.
What else you do, Teddy?
Y'all do realize coleslaw is not only shredded cabbage and mayonnaise, but also a sweetener, usually sugar.
Yeah,
sugar.
Yeah, that's why it's sweet.
Any recipe for coleslaw. Coleslaw got sugar or honey or some sweetener. It's disgusting.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. Most salad dressing has sugar in it too, Meg. That's why they're trying to lose weight.
Hey, but not with, like, I don't want no mayonnaise and cabbage and sugar.
Why not? Black people love mayonnaise. I don't know where we got this rap from that we don't love it. If you're going to put
with cabbage
and sugar. Hold on, Meg. Just stop interrupting. I know it's hard for you, but listen. If you would eat a burger or a chicken sandwich with lettuce and mayo on it, what's the difference from eating coleslaw?
Sugar! I don't want sugar and mayonnaise and cabbage.
And it's in a cup by itself, and the cup is usually soggy to hear.
No, it's not. It's not.
That is true, though. Who gave us the rap of not liking mayonnaise? Was it Undercover Brother?
Nah, niggas been not fucking with mayonnaise.
Shit, I've been fucking with mayonnaise on our sandwiches. Mayonnaise is fire.
Niggas will ask for tomatoes be taken off their burger before they say no mayo.
Real spit. Right,
yeah.
I love mayonnaise. I don't know where this rap came from, so I ain't buying it.
I gotta have mayonnaise in a sandwich. I have to have mayonnaise in a sandwich.
Yeah, mayo's mandatory.
If you came up broke, and you didn't always have cheese at your house, that mayonnaise was the saving grace for that sandwich. That's what made it edible. It gave you a little layer between that bread and that meat was that mayo, and that's what made it slap different.
All I need.
I agree.
But sometimes it would be a little tart.
That's me. That's because it's oil. That mayo
or that meat is oil. Oh, you need to get rid of that.
If it's brown, Teddy, you ain't supposed to eat it.
But listen, that nigga, did you finish it, though?
Yeah.
The number on the mayonnaise is the expiration date.
I thought that was the birth date. Teddy, don't eat that mayo.
That was the level of mayonnaise. I thought this was a 3,800.
I'm a miracle whip anyway, bro.
Miracle Whip over mayo any day.
It's a sweet mayonnaise, bro.
It's a sweet mayonnaise. It's like
what
sugar added in mayonnaise. That's what it tastes like, a sweet mayonnaise, bro.
It's sugar and mayonnaise? That's what Miracle Whip is?
To me, it tastes like it's sugar in it.
I love Miracle Whip.
I didn't know it had sugar, and that's why I'm learning. See,
I love Miracle Whip.
I don't know about that. It probably got brown sugar in it.
Here's the thing. Here's another thing about blue box macaroni and cheese, bro. Like, after you have Velveeta, even Velveeta shells and cheese, you can't go back to blue box. Like, that's just living in the past, bro. Once you know better, you gotta do better. You can't just be going.
Blue box is okay.
It's not okay, Pat. You know it's not.
What? Tahir, you can't act like you did not eat a lot of that when you was a kid.
I actually didn't. I grew up with so many people in the household. My grandma, like, that, it would have cost too much to do that. So she got, like, the $1 boxes of rice, like Rice-A-Roni, and just did a whole lot of that. But that blue box was, like, $3 a box. We weren't doing that.
What? That's like $1.50.
Now, it wasn't back then. Like $3.
That's what I'm talking about.
That Rice-A-Roni treat was $1 a box. So that's
what it sure was.
We was getting that.
It was San Francisco treat.
Yeah, it was 10 for 10, my nigga. We was doing that. We wasn't doing
that. Hey, remember when they came out with the Rice-A-Roni, but with the noodles?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that was fire, bro.
That was when they started coming out with the hamburger helper, and they had the tuna helper, and they had the chicken helper.
The tuna helper was fire.
Oh.
Yeah, the macaroni hamburger helper. The cheeseburger one. Mm.
The stroganoff one?
Oh my God.
That stroganoff was slapping, Teddy.
That glove mascot and the hamburger helper, bro, that's my hero, bro.
The cheeseburger pop.
He was like, hi, I'm here.
I just found out what cold means. Y'all know what cold means? It's a Latin word. You know what it means? You'll never guess. For coleslaw, colon.
What it mean?
Cold means cabbage. I never knew that.
Oh, nice.
So it's cabbage slaw.
Cole is Latin for cabbage.
What is slaw?
I don't know. I got to look up what slaw is. Let me know.
Slaw. Slaw is terrible.
Terrible.
I like broccoli slaw.
Broccoli slaw? Oh, wow.
That's good. You put it on tacos, it's actually fire.
Oh, so slaw is actually its own thing.
It's like a cut, yeah, like cut up like vegetables.
It might just be like a tossed salad or something, right?
but I think it's the way you chop it. Like, it's supposed to be really thin slices.
Oh, okay.
I think that's
slaw is a method of slicing. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe saying stuff like she knew it already, but she reading it at the same time.
No, I'm telling you, she held on. That's what a slaw is because there's broccoli slaw, there's a bunch of different types, and they all just really thin.
Oh, okay. You just learned that 30 seconds ago? Yeah. Shut up.
I'm telling you. I've had it.
I'm sick of you.
Shut up to hear.
I don't like the way Pat's smiling at the camera. Stop.
No, I was reading. I was looking up what slaw was.
What is slaw, man? What is
every definition I saw, it just said coleslaw. It's like short or informal for coleslaw.
Oh, wow.
I didn't find a singular definition for sloth.
Did it say terrible at some point? Like, this is terrible?
Shitty salad. That's what sloth means. Shitty salad.
Coleslaw is terrible, though. But
it's- I will, like I said, I will admit that I've had bad coleslaw way more than I've had good coleslaw. However, every blue box macaroni is trash to me. Everyone.
What is it about the slaw? Is it the texture of the cabbage?
I don't think people like the slimy, it shouldn't be slimy, but the wateriness of it.
Right.
I don't think that, because it runs like, and it'll touch everything on your plate.
Right. That's really what fuck it up.
But it's not a bad thing. If you put coleslaw, it's just usually you're
If you have coleslaw in a separate cup that it's in, you know what I'm saying? Like, you like KFC, churches, whatever, and it stays in that cup, it's fire, bro.
But I can't tell you how many cups of coleslaw my family has thrown away.
Right.
Yeah. It's another thing.
Just whole cups.
Usually when you're eating coleslaw, everything else you're eating is a warm temperature food. Barbecue, hot dogs, hamburgers, the mac and cheese, whatever else, spaghetti, everything else is warm. And then you get to the coleslaw, you'd be like, this is nasty.
But no, because that doesn't make sense, because that's like potato salad is cold and we like that.
Right.
I always say potato salad trash too.
Most people like it.
Who made it?
Yeah, but that goes against your hot cold thing.
But I'm saying though, most people like, if you get,
and I need a cold beverage to go along with this hot ass meat.
But that's different. That's a beverage though.
I was going to say this to you. Honestly, this is what it is for me when it comes to coleslaw. Cabbage, before it is cooked and it's like regular raw form, is bitter. It is bitter. And so you're taking raw cabbage, you just slicing it, and you putting mayonnaise and sugar and some salt and pepper in it. That is what is nasty. But until you cook cabbage, it don't taste good.
The coleslaw, I need it to be cold. Warm coleslaw, just throw that shit away. It needs to be cold. It needs to be wet, whatever the juice is, whatever it's in.
I'm freaky ass.
I have all my shit wet, okay? That's what I'm saying.
It needs to be wet, nigga.
Drown my shit, man. Drown all my shit, man, before I eat it, man.
Gotta have my shit.
Soggy my shit, man. Soggy it, man.
Gotta have my shit.
Get on it.
The salad's in the pool before I eat it, man.
The interesting thing about coleslaw is that it's not the cabbage, it's not the carrots, it's not the preparation, it's not anything specific, because it all comes different and everybody doesn't like it. So it must just be the coleslaw.
Yeah. It's like the nigger of size. Nobody likes it.
Wait, no.
Wow, that's terrible.
They don't care about getting canceled.
Oh, no, man.
Sauce Express are those individuals solely, not as a company.
Wow.
I'm saying coleslaw is like us. It's a metaphor for us, black people.
Nah, you in that boat by yourself, man.
No, no.
All my friends like me, nigga.
Well, yeah. If they're black friends, but what about your white friends?
Yeah, no.
I'm joking, man. Have y'all ever heard that song by what was the guy from the Beatles? John Lennon, called "Woman Is the Nigger of the World."
Yeah.
No way.
Pat, please go listen to the song. This is a guy who was trying to do the right thing, trying to, you know, but it just, he missed.
Yeah.
I need you guys to listen to the song.
Of the world.
Yeah, that's the hook.
The Beatles tried to relate to black people a couple times, and sometimes it worked. Blackbird was about Paul McCartney's black girlfriend. That was Woman is the Nigger of the World. Did not.
Hey, bro. Tahir, you are an eclectic thinker. You have to listen to the song so we can talk about it one day, bro. We need to do a song fails, because there are some songs that have been created. I was in tears the other day just listening to shit, man.
The gangbanging one by Smokey Robinson.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious. Hey, Death Row had a Christmas album. A Christmas album. Have you guys never heard the Death Row Christmas album?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, it was fire though.
Santa Claus
in the ghetto. Yeah.
Yep.
It's really? That shit was hard. That's a classic.
It wasn't terrible.
I play that every Christmas.
No, it's fire.
Really exists, bro.
Yeah, it does, man. Wow. It does. I'm gonna put you up on some more stuff, Pat. I'm gonna give you an hour worth of travesties, musical travesties. You're gonna be like, wow, I just
and never they spelled it with the hard R sure. too.
Right. The hard R.
They used the N-I-G-G-E-R version too. They was really out.
That's
okay.
hard.
There's a man on YouTube who has a page with millions of views on each video. And each video is a dog bark Christmas album where he had dogs barking different Christmas songs, man. Jingle bells, bruh.
That's talented, though.
Bro, no. Some niggas are low key insane because I remember I did a tour of a studio, like a music studio, a couple years ago. Y'all know, did y'all ever watch Entourage?
Of course.
You know the nigga Vince?
Yep.
He's like a super environmentalist, right? He had just left, and the engineer said that he was doing a whole album all of whale sounds. You know whale sounds?
Wait, it was like beat.
Just like, oh.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
He'd make the beat like a ambient beat and then play the whale sound. It was like a full album. And I was like, yo,
wow.
Oh, my God.
But just imagine, he go platinum off whale.
That'd be great. He gets an Emmy.
But they do call singing whaling in certain places, right? Right? No, nothing.
See, he's ahead of his time.
No, but that's W-A-I-L.
Okay, completely different. Well, my bad. I tried to do some type of correlation, bro. I tried. That's crazy.
But maybe that's why they call it.
There's some retarded motherfuckers out here, man.
Let's put it to a vote, man. What's the worst side, coleslaw or blue box mac and cheese?
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Yeah. Coleslaw, man.
What'd you say, Chris? Come coleslaw, on, bro. Don't let me.
Cold world.
Coleslaw. Man, I'm going blue box mac and cheese.
There's no way.
I just said it was a way, Nick.
No way. I got your map right here. I just said it was a way.
Wait, if I gave you a bowl of coleslaw and blue box, you would eat the coleslaw first?
I would, absolutely. That's how much I disdain I have for blue box mac and cheese.
That's because you got horse teeth. So you
he has plant eater teeth. That's why.
Shut up, both of you guys. Anyway,
he said plant eater.
For the plant eater dinosaur.
Bagasaurus.
Shut up, man.
Tahir is a backup dancer for DoorDash.
It doesn't mean anything. But
I don't know why it be working. I don't know why it works, but it works that way.
He got a write up at the job because they got him on camera not dashing. You got to dash when you drop the food off to here. You just walked away. Dash.
Be like, oh boy, that was in the middle of that drive-by. That was the craziest thing, dog. He threw up that food off, dog.
Oh, that was wild, bro.
And they really didn't let him inside real quick until he calmed down. That nigga really dashed to the car.
He did not let him inside.
He didn't get on the floor or nothing. I'm like, you're supposed to jump. You're supposed to go to the floor immediately when gunshots ring out, man.
He said,
but that's big nigga shit. Food. We don't want to hit the floor.
No. Not only that, that would be floor dash, Craig.
Oh my God!
I like that one, bro.
So corny.
I like that one.
Hey, you guys, that is a sketch, man. If we don't do a sketch about a DoorDash nigga that don't dash, I promise you, that is hilarious.
If we're not dashing,
you just stood right here. You didn't dash.
That's hilarious.
Man. All right,
let's get on to this last and final topic. What would be worse, living in a world with werewolves or a world with zombies? Hella hypothetical.
That's hard.
Oh, no. It's not that hard. It's not that hard because you really just have to prep for nighttime.
That's what I'm saying.
Actually, every other night with werewolves.
Exactly.
Wait, why?
Because werewolves only happen during full moons. Right. Other than that, the humans are coherent. A lot of times they don't want to turn, or they're trying to force themselves into a reason. Like, I've never seen a werewolf that was like, yeah, let me get in this crowded place because it's a full moon tonight and I can fuck everybody up. Like,
right.
They're usually like, I'm scared. I don't want anybody to know. So,
like Michael Jackson really wanted to have a nice day and end it very nicely. It was a full moon. So then he was like,
he should have known that. He should have been on the website. He should have been on the calendar.
On the almanac. But wait, was he a werewolf or was he a zombie?
It was a zombie. It was a werewolf.
Oh, he was a werewolf, yeah.
So it would be better to have werewolves, bro, because I wouldn't go with zombies, bro. They're just all over. They're there during the day just walking.
Daytime,
yeah. And they be hooping sometimes. So just imagine a whole werewolf.
Yeah, werewolves be hooping.
What you mean?
They got fleas, though, man.
They got fleas?
They got fleas. And look, in a world full of zombies, you don't need no car insurance because everybody's dead already. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
What?
You don't need no insurance. You don't need no life insurance. My bad, I didn't mean to cut you off. You don't need no life insurance, car, no insurance, bro. You could just do everything freely if everybody's a zombie. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like with werewolves, you could walk around with like pure silver on, and they wouldn't even fuck with you because they know they'd be able to sense it.
Right. So like, that's their kryptonite.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You have to kill a werewolf with like a silver bullet.
And
like,
salt. Walk around and with salt.
Bang on you. And you should be straight, but zombies, like, they don't give a fuck. You just got to literally shoot them in the head and cut their head off. There's no other way.
But right. when you shoot a werewolf with a silver bullet, is it because they got shot with silver, or they can't even, like, walk up to silver?
I think, like...
Because they got shot.
If it penetrates their body, like, it pierces...
I thought it had to penetrate their heart or something.
Yeah, so if you got silver heart...
Vampires, you have to penetrate their heart. You have to stab a vampire with a stake, but the silver... They're not supposed to have it anywhere inside of their body. Like,
don't forget their other kryptonite, though. Werewolves have another kryptonite, salt. People don't know that. Salt is not the silver bullet. Yeah, they can't. If you sprinkle salt on a werewolf, it'll suck all the moisture out of it and it'll die.
Nigga, what Dungeons and Dragons did you get that from? Because I've never heard that one.
Yeah, salt. Look it up, man. I'm Craig Faxing this motherfucker, man. I know, man. My cousin was a werewolf.
Where can I look that at?
My cousin was a werewolf.
Yeah, werewolves can't fuck with salt. Here's the thing. The thing about werewolves is the price of dog food going to go up if it's werewolves everywhere. You know what I mean? I ain't going to be able to feed my dog.
No, werewolves are pretty vague. We know everything about like monsters except werewolves. I don't really know too much.
Oh my gosh, yes, that is true. Salt is a
team, Jacob Taylor Lautner, dude. Team Wolf, bro, Jacob Black.
Come on. But bugs and snails don't like salt because of osmosis, which basically means salt sucks all the water out of their bodies and they die.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's weak. That makes werewolves weak as hell, though.
It does, right, man.
Just walk around with werewolves don't really want to turn into werewolves.
Well, how can they hoop? Because when you hoop, your body produces electrolytes, which are salt, so it'd be killing itself.
Bro, I just seen Teen Wolf, my nigga. I didn't base that on nothing factual. I didn't even know werewolves existed.
You better say that you'd rather have a world full of werewolves. You got high blood pressure, so they ain't touching you with all that salt in your body.
Can it be a Shih Tzu werewolf, like a toy werewolf, or does it got to be a full grown?
The teacup werewolf.
Hilarious.
Werewolf.
It says holy water and crosses are for vampires, not werewolves, so they don't give a damn about that.
So if there's a little person who's a werewolf, does that make him a chihuahua?
Yeah, that's a teacup. That's a teacup werewolf. That's a little werewolf you can carry around in little bags.
Does that make you an English bulldog? If you were a
damn, I mean, honestly, the fact that werewolves only come out in full moons, which are like every now and then, and they have a salty weakness, zombies all day.
All we gotta do is just leave a gang of salt out.
Let's keep it 100, man. Werewolf come out every once in a while. Salt is bad for his diet. This is another metaphor for nigga, man. This is another...
Here we go.
I be reading shit deep, too, like that.
But low-key,
hey man, zombies are annoying as shit, bro. They'd be in the way, bro. I feel like they would just like, I'd be wanting to walk around them, like, bro, move, bro. Like they would just be like an inconvenience, bro.
Why ain't we?
How much harder it is to kill a werewolf than a zombie? If there was like 50 werewolves as opposed to 50 zombies, 50 werewolves would fuck something up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're fast, much faster than zombies.
Well, it depends on which zombies we talking. We talking Walking Dead zombies? Yes. We talking World War Z zombies? Nigga, no. Yeah. Them zombies, they had
World War Z.
Them was Olympic zombies, nigga. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Zombies are already dead, bro. Like, they're still, like it takes a lot to fuck them up. You gotta really,
it
like,
probably stinks a lot worse, too, in a zombie world than it does in a werewolf world.
That's true.
And I feel like that decayed flesh. I feel like werewolves would somewhat be on our side. You know, like, they become a werewolf to fight.
The zombies.
All right, I have an audible.
I would want to be, my bad.
What if the werewolves was a permanent situation like zombies? Does that change anybody's answers? Like
it does.
Like the last full moon that happened, everybody turned into werewolves and they just been werewolves permanently.
They stay werewolves.
Does that change your answer?
It does. I would have to really be a werewolf. But I would strongly consider zombie if I was a two-ply zombie.
Because
you know that's tissue around them. So if it was 2-ply tissue instead of just regular tissue, that's toilet tissue.
That's a mummy.
Like, I feel like you could tame a mummy. Werewolf. You could tame a werewolf over.
Stupid. I was talking about something totally different.
You talking about a mummy the whole time?
Right. I was talking about a mummy for 10 seconds.
Hey, we don't know a lot about mummies either. Mummies and werewolves be getting the glaze over.
Right. Well, isn't that word
If you are a mummy, you are a zombie, though, man, because it's still the dead rising.
Yeah,
I believe that's where the concept of zombies come from, is from mummies. That's where the concept originates.
Yeah, you're right. It's like literally mummies are a geographical zombie. If you're a zombie that was royalty at one point, you a mummy.
Right.
It's just a regular zombie. Yeah, I never really thought of them as zombies.
I don't feel like you could tame zombies. Like with a werewolf, I feel like you could tame it. Like you could
put a leash on it. So you're going to be out there with a whip? And some
dog stick. Treats.
Yeah,
he trying to find a werewolf out of sick, Jordan, bro.
He gonna start a werewolf dog school, a werewolf obedience school.
Hey, bro, pause.
Hey, if there were werewolves walking like around the same time as like, the same capacity as zombies, I'm switching over to zombies is better. Because if there were just werewolves everywhere, that'd be crazy. They'd be climbing everything and destroying stuff, super strength, all that.
They'd be trying to look like they're trying to blend in. They got a Letterman on.
That's up, hilarious. They said blend in with a Letterman.
What's up, guys?
That was such a dumb movie.
I wonder if they would still be able to talk when they're in the werewolf form.
You guys keep thinking of Teen Wolf and not of the jump on you and rip you up. Werewolf.
I'm thinking of Thriller. That's all I keep thinking about.
I'm thinking of Underworld.
How much would you buy a werewolf puppy for?
Two G's.
Yep. Same here, bro.
Two G's. He gonna get old and eat the fuck out of you. Why would you even do that?
I wouldn't buy one.
No, right. You teach it, bro. You raise it to love you, bro.
You raise it to fuck with you.
Yeah, like a pit bull. Like that monkey, like a pit bull, the old girl that the lady raised, and then it ended up snatching her friend's face off of her face.
Yeah.
That wasn't her though, it was her friend.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
That werewolf is gonna eat you.
Would you neuter your werewolf or would you allow it to, you know, would you neuter it or spay it, or would you allow it to?
The thing about werewolves is that once they turn, they don't know what they're doing, so they'll kill you.
Yeah. Right.
They don't care. They don't know what
they're doing. Yeah, they're not a werewolf. Shout out to Cleo Thomas.
You said they're not a werewolf? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, they're not a werewolf.
Y'all killing me.
Hey. Oh, dang.
Would you adopt a werewolf? No, let me stop it.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'd say, let's just put it to a vote and see what y'all say.
Would you put your werewolf in a dog show? Like, you know how they be doing the dog show?
And what
are we going?
They walking like hella nice.
What if you did have like 3 werewolves in your house? You got to walk these niggas every full moon.
Every full moon.
Werewolves are gonna be big as hell too, bro. Werewolves are gonna be like a regular dog.
Bro,
werewolves?
But they're werewolves. So on full moons, you got to walk.
Are humans?
People.
They eat humans, right?
Not just humans. I thought they ate other animals too.
How about this? How about I take my werewolves every week to death row or the jail and round up all the pedophiles and, you know, high volume murderers, serial killers, and just have that nigga get fucked.
I'm all for having a werewolf on a pedophile diet. I'm all for that.
Hey, that's a whole different level of pedigree.
That was brilliant, Chris, how you brought all that together, man. That was brilliant, man. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
So would they go to the regular barber or would they go to the dog groomer? If you want to.
If they're human or not, you know?
So if it was a girl werewolf, you would get her.
Do they have
a
poster that they choose? Like, let me get number 16.
If it was a girl werewolf, does she get the poodle cut? Or what kind of cut does the girl werewolf
get? Hey,
would y'all fuck a werewolf or a zombie?
Werewolf.
What?
I'm not hitting no dead coochies, man.
So you rather be doing bestiality?
I'd rather hit a live coochie than a dead coochie.
So you're a bestiality.
No. It's a human stage, man.
You said what?
You said bestiality or necrophilia. That's basically
technically they're humans, but they just become werewolf in the face.
Does a werewolf have an ass?
That would be weird to see a werewolf or a zombie with an ass. Can you imagine Meg the Stallion? I guarantee you, Meg the Stallion was a zombie. There would still be some nigga that be like, man, she ain't that dead, though.
Man, move this bandage aside.
She ain't that dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Bro, she ain't that dead, bro?
It'd be a lot of niggas moving the bandage to the side if Meg was a...
Oh, my God. Hell no.
Bro.
I couldn't do it. I smash out Meg if she was a werewolf, but not as a zombie.
Werewolf.
Yeah, if she was a werewolf and like,
you smash
she was like, I'm gonna fuck you and then eat you, I'd be like, I'll take that, right?
Hey, but let me ask you, hey Teddy, which nipple would you suck? Because you know dogs got a lot of nipples.
Oh my gosh!
Probably whichever one is in the middle, like in her middle chakra.
Okay, middle chakra.
Middle chakra.
Her middle chakra nipple. I'm gonna suck that.
Meg, do you think like a guy werewolf?
And Meg is not in on this part right here. She is not in on it.
Like if Idris Elba was a werewolf, comedy, Meg, man. Would you holler?
If Idris Elba
as a werewolf,
yes, because he's still human.
He'd be the only werewolf wearing sandals.
That's what we said. You said it was bestiality.
No, when he's human, are you? Oh, you're talking about only when he's
post, like Michael Jackson, like post. Werewolf.
That's a werewolf name, Idris. What the fuck is an Idris, nigga? That's a werewolf.
Idris and Van Helsing.
Sound like a medieval locksmith. Idris is here to open the castle gates. What is an Idris, man? Y'all ain't never asked yourself, what the fuck is an Idris?
Not on purpose.
No. African, bro. I just be giving it up to, like, it's an ancestor name.
No, I think Idris is a Muslim name, like a Middle Eastern name.
Is it?
I think so.
That means she just looked it up. Idris. Whenever Meg has a new idea, she's like, oh, I think she already looked it up.
I'm right. It's Welsh and Arabic. Ooh.
Yeah, she already knew it. She just
knew it. No, I'm just because I have a friend. I'm telling you because I have a friend who's Middle Eastern, and she named her son Idris.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that means it sounds like it's a name that's at least 1,000 years old, is what it sounds like. It don't sound like no recent shit.
I mean, it's no Imogene, but it'll do.
Right.
Hilarious.
Hell yeah.
Nickname that's what Idris. The rapper said.
Idris should have a garage full of wagons. That's the type of name that is, nigga.
horse drawn wagons, not like regular wagons. You need a horse for these. All right, so let's put it to a vote. What would be worse? World full of werewolves or world full of zombies?
Zombies.
World full of werewolves.
Okay. Zombies. 2-1.
I'm going to say world full of zombies because that stank.
All right, 3-1.
Is it worse or better?
What's worse?
I would say zombies.
Okay, and I'm going to go zombies too. So what is that? Who said werewolves?
I said werewolves, man.
I said zombies.
Oh, so, So it was only one person that said werewolves, so the zombies have it. You be by yourself, Craig. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you think you're going to fight off a herd of zombies, though.
I mean, I don't know.
Because small niggas think they can do shit.
Yeah, I beat the dog shit out of him.
But you're going to have to do it again and again.
While you try to punch his head off, he'll bite your fist, and now you're finna turn.
Yeah, man, it'd be a rough. Either way, we got to – it's a struggle. It's a struggle, man. I don't know, man.
Out of all, us six, who do y'all think if we got bit by a zombie, who wouldn't tell the group?
Teddy. Craig. Teddy already got bit.
What does that mean?
I'm not that.
I didn't feel it.
No, if a zombie bit, goddamn, Teddy, it'd have eczema. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Shut up, man.
My bad. The edible just hit me as I was saying that. My bad.
What? Hell yeah, I tell y'all. Like, yo, I got bit. Y'all might want to get the fuck away from me.
So you would just invite your own murder like that? Because you know we got to offer you.
Yeah, I'll leave a note. What I'll else, just leave bro? A note. Y'all find it in the morning. I dip on my own.
That's cool. Right.
Because I feel like
you don't know zombies. How fast it's going to happen. What if it happened in like 2 minutes or 3 minutes and you didn't tell nobody and you were waiting?
I'm just saying, I would do it myself. Like, I would just jump off a cliff or something myself. I wouldn't want y'all to have that.
It depends on who I'm with. Like, if I'm with a shorty and, like, I got an opportunity to smash real quick, I won't say it until after I.
So you just finna be all in the pussy, sick, coughing, arm falling off?
Mid-bomb. Chris ain't shit. Chris the type of nigga slide the condom off, y'all. Y'all see what he is right now.
Oh, for sure.
The mummy, he gonna slide the condom off in the mummy?
Turn me off, bro. Condoms fuck it up. I'm for sure sliding
that. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You think Necrophilax is putting condoms on? Hell no. Nah. Them niggas.
You can probably still catch some STDs from some dead coochie, y'all.
No, that's been another episode.
A dead STD?
Another episode.
Man, that embalming fluid.
Meg, that is graphic, Meg. I can't believe you said that.
Wait, y'all sit here and talk about werewolf nipples to suck, and this is graphic?
What STD would you catch from
a ZTD?
A ZTD, that's a man.
That's another episode of Squadcast Versus. Thank y'all so much for continuing to send your suggestions to the inbox on Instagram. Definitely appreciate it, man. Like to thank the guest host for coming on. We got Craig Smith, Teddy Ray, and young Chris Sosa in the building. Always a pleasure to work and see Pat and Meg as well. And we will see you guys next week. Peace.
Jesus.
Y'all niggas is wild.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.